Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Money Girl on a Thursday because it's just been that manic. Now, if you were looking at the description, we talked about earthquakes and hurricanes and how those all impact our financial preparedness because as fall, I promise you, fall is coming. I mean, for me, fall semester starts, in less than a week. No, next Monday, which is going to make Money Girls Manic Mondays really manic, which means that the time this show will be having will be shifting to 7:30 on Mondays because, 8 o'clock Pacific time on Mondays. Why? Because I'm in class studying, finishing, by the way, the last piece. The last class, which is Introduction to Geographic Information Systems, that Money Girl needs to finish up her last degree at Santa Monica College, which will bring, I think, the total up to 8. That's between El Camino College, Santa Monica College. El Camino College, I have exactly 1 degree, and that is an Associate of Science in Legal Studies. Okay, that was way back in the day when we actually had Dr. Hoover in charge of the program, and she was on it. We got ABA certification, which is a big deal, by the way. As you are looking to better your education, and believe me, If you have been on social media, you have seen advertisements for Google Project Management. MoneyGo will probably be talking about this because I need to go check this out. Why? Because having education, having the certification to back up that education, which is why I have all these pieces of paper, is important. Because employers are looking for reasons. I'm not going to say to discriminate, but to be selective in their employment and hiring processes. So, knowledge is important, which is why Google and X and SpaceX are looking for knowledge workers. They're looking for people who can understand the analytics. They're looking for people to understand and understand the forecast of where this is going. So Money Girl, if I'm broke, how am I going to afford this? Now, we have talked about investing in yourself. That is exactly what Money Girl is doing. I am investing in myself. And I have invested in myself to the tune of, wait for it, $112,000. Now, this is because Money Girl has been, let's just say, because of circumstances, Money Girl has been in school and deferring her payments deferring her student loan payments because I can. Because part of that was waiting for student loan, seeing what was going on with student loan forgiveness. Okay. And no, that's not because I believe everyone who does not go to college should pay my bills. No, no, no. Right? Because this is what Money Girl is about. She is about your taking financial responsibility for you and your actions. Doesn't matter how broke you are, right? So, yes, I've told you, Money Girl has made some spectacularly poor financial decisions. And I'm telling you this so that you don't have to be in that position. There are ways around it. Why do you think we talk about things like payday loans and why they're a phenomenally bad idea? And if you actually sit down and calculate the interest rate that you're paying, it is way beyond what you're paying what you should be paying on an annual basis if they were being honest. Okay? So that being said, we've talked about hurricanes. Oh, and by the way, someone has coined the term hurricane to describe what happened in Los Angeles on Sunday, August 20th. Now, my 87-year-old father said what started spouting off about, oh, well, yeah, you know, it's all the oil and everything, all the drilling, and that's why you had the earthquake. No. First off, you all know Money Girl is kind of a geology and geography nerd. Okay, no, not a nerd, geek. Because I don't cosplay Lucy Jones. I just listen to her, and I might follow her on Twitter. For those of you in the cheap seats, Lucy Jones was the lead geologist at Pasadena Caltech Geological Survey. She's the one that when the San Fernando earthquake came, Northridge in 1994, took her child, made it take your child to work day because she didn't have child care. And all of a sudden, she kind of became a poster girl for a lot of us working moms and took a lot of heat for the same. Now she doesn't quake chase earthquakes, but she does follow them. She does, like a lot of scientists, publish enough papers and don't necessarily want to go to work at some obscure community college so they don't ever have to publish or perish. She doesn't want to sell out to the fossil fuel companies. Yes, blah, 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 they still exist. Yes, fossil fuel. I'm sorry, Climate Action Network has not and will not succeed with the idiots in orange jackets. Yes, yes, I am calling out. You know what I'm talking about because I've called them out before. I am done saying their name, and I am done giving them any notoriety or any more airspace. I will just say, they don't even have a good acronym. You know, they're just the idiots in the orange vests, and you'll know who I mean. And I don't mean the safety workers. You know, the idiots that glue themselves to priceless works of art, throw orange powder on brides and grooms as they leave the church, try to destroy a national soccer pitch for which one of the players picked them up, threw them over the shoulder, and hucked them over the field barrier like a sack of garbage. And I will say that was much to the cheers of certain GB News presenters. Okay, so that being said, what happened in Los Angeles was not a hurricane. As a matter of fact, the National Hurricane Center had actually downgraded it before, and I'm talking about the storm called Hillary. While it still formed at the very tip off the west coast of Mexico. Okay. Now, yes, Hillary at one point was a Category 4, but by the time it crossed the geographic border into Southern California, it was a tropical storm with top speeds of 40, and then that was downgraded to 35 miles an hour. Now, if you were in Los Angeles, you did not feel that. If you were along the coast in San Diego, you did not feel the full extent of those winds. Do you know why? Let's go back and look. A hurricane is a collection of thunderstorms circulating around a central core with convective towers. They form around a clear sinking space, the eye. Okay, and it forms in a counterclockwise manner, which means that the strongest winds are actually on the right-hand side of the storm. Well, if you look at where the eye of the storm, which there was a cutoff low off of California, and there is a high pressure dome over Texas, all that moisture streamed northward, where on the right hand side of this storm, which was desert, California, Arizona into southern Nevada, parts of Idaho, and Montana. So all of this moisture is being forced in a narrow band northward. Los Angeles was on the left-hand side of that. That's where the moisture is coming into, but not where the primary energy is coming from. So, yes, we did have some storm surge, but nothing that we don't get from a normal Pacific storm. Some of the storm chasing groups that I'm with were going, oh, well, you know, be prepared. You think it's going to be bad. It's going to be horrible. Okay, which brings us to this. Did I have flashlights? Yes. Did I have extra batteries? Yes. Am I a prepper? No. But I know one who has her room and her garage and several other people's garage filled with their little plastic boxes that are labeled. I will not tell you where she is. Just that this person has been prepping and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on things like generators and freeze dryers and wheat grinders, and has been for the last 15 years. To her, it's something that is never finished. Well, how does this fit into being financially prepared? As I've been going through and looking at financial preparedness, and for me being broke, you know what financial preparedness is? Okay, here's my plan. I'm supposed to have my sleep at night fund, which is not part of my regular budget, which will come out of my discretionary income. We've talked about what that discretionary income is. It's what you have left. Yeah. What you have left after your bills are paid. Now, that's after taxes. So, Money Girl's way of managing this is there is a coffee can away in a sock drawer in the very back of a closet somewhere where it's not easy to get to. Easily out of sight, out of mind. Into that, I go through and put in, say, $5 or $10 a week. Of course, it's more like five. Slip that $5 bill in there and tuck it away. Okay, that's $20 a month. I'm supposed to have $2,000 saved up if I'm working, which MG isn't. Well, whether I'm working or not really is a matter that is open for debate. I do work for the Splendificus Foundation, whose primary goal is community mental health and having people achieve what my boss calls that splendid state of mind. And frankly, financial preparedness is part of having that splendid state of mind, that splendificus. Okay. So that is probably the easiest way to do that. Now, it should be accessible. It should be, why am I saying fives, singles, fives, coins? Why? Because ask the people in Maui who have not had internet access, who have not had access to an ATM, to banking. Why? Because the power lines have been down. Fortunately, Most people in Los Angeles did not lose power. About 50,000 people did. Fortunately, Money Girl was not one of them. Why? Because where we are, Southern California Edison has just spent the last week or two upgrading our transmission lines and hardening the transmission that affects train service and transit. Were there lights out? Yes. Monday, the lights there were several stoplights that were out. But guess what? You know how you fix that? You go back through, read the vehicle code, and it says you treat it like a four-way stop. Something that we have gotten away from doing. Well, I happen to have a four-way stop outside my, close by my house. And there have been some poor Karens reminding people about stopping, including yelling at the cops. But, you know, hey, that's just harmless civil disobedience and First Amendment speech, right? Reminding them that they are no longer above the law. It's a stop for you too, officer. Okay, so we've talked about hurricanes and having an emergency fund. I don't care how you do it. Five ones in an envelope or four ones and four quarters in an envelope in the back of your sock drawer where you don't touch it, but where it's available. The whole thing is to build up a sufficient reserve, which is the current, if you're working, is $2,000. For someone like me who's broke, my sleep at night money is probably about half that. But it is something that you should work on, and something that you know where it is, but you don't tell your friends, you don't tell your buddies, you don't make a big deal out of it. It's just something that you do quietly. And it's easy to do it every week. Now, do I want you to have a lot of money in this? No. And by that, I mean, you figure out $2,000 is a roughly-ish 2 months' worth of expenses. Okay. Like I said, in small bills, it should be something that is easily concealed. It should be something that's fairly light and easy to carry. And I do not recommend more than $2,000, and that is because of the SDR reports. And unbeknownst to you, there are metal strips as part of the anti-theft. There are strips, metal strips, in each one of those bills, in the new bills, where they can actually go through and scan and see how much money you're carrying. Because remember, according to the government, only criminals carry large amounts of cash. So less than $2,000, I can't really say too much. This is another reason why going to a cashless society would be slavery. And I am in agreement with Mike Huckabee on that. And that is very rare that I am in agreement with Mr. Huckabee. So the key takeaway points are develop, and I mean, even if it's only $1 a week, and that's like four quarters, you just throw four quarters in an envelope every week. Okay, that's $52 in a year. Okay. And in 5 years, at that rate, you will have enough that you will be okay. Right? That's, now, one of the big things being pushed right now is high yield savings accounts. Be very careful, because there are some very, very heavy penalties. If you don't maintain minimum balances, well, then, you know, you have to use an internet bank. There are, make sure you understand those products. And we'll probably break those down next Monday at 8, okay, which would be after class for Money Girl. And we'll sit down and break down high yield savings accounts and the good, the bad, and the maybe I really need to rethink this. And the reason I'm saying that is some of them have a low deposit rate to start. So they, however, do not pay the same high interest that some other places are advertising. You're taking probably a half to a full point of interest, which means that you're being paid 1% less than people who have $10,000 to just throw into a high-yield savings account and la, 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 and no, I don't have to touch it. I'll just live off the principal. I'll just live off the interest. I wouldn't dare touch my principal. Ha, ha, ha! Yeah, right. So three guesses, that ain't Money Girl. Okay, our time together is closing on this manic Thursday, which has been so manic. And no, this was not caused, Hurricane Hillary was not caused by climate change. We can unpack that more next week if you really have the burning desire. Guess whose degree is in energy policy and climate? Yeah. Thank you again to the Splendificus Foundation, who gives me this platform to talk to you and help you do better with your finances on a weekly, monthly, and yearly basis. I will look forward to talking with you again on Monday, August 28th at 8 o'clock. Why? Because it'll be just another Manic Monday. And again, thank you to the Splendificus Foundation as a provider for this platform, to Big Stats, who lets me kind of do this on a random basis. Thank you again, and I'll catch you all on the flip side.